Beis and Beis, the last words. Gufa. Omer Abami. Abami said, Alocha, we learned this earlier, Zibeach v'kite v'nisach behelam echad. If you did these three things in one helam, one not knowing, Avodah Zarah, Eina chayev ala achas, you only chayev one. Even though the different acts, still you only chayev one. Omer Abaye, my time with Abami. What's the reason to Abami? If it's different acts, you should be chayev on all three. Makah loisa avdei, makasav asan kulon avayda achas. The pasuk says loisa avdei. It's an extra word. Why is it loisa avdei? To teach you that it's all one act of doing avayda zara. So therefore, you only chayev on one. So Abaye went and explained the Abami to say that you only chayev one. Zakti Ma, mi Amar Abaye Ochi, did Abaye really hold like this? Well, Amar Abaye said, Shalosh Ishtachavoy is Ba'avedes Kechavim Lama. It says three times Ishtachavoy and Avedes Kechavim, Avedes Zar. Achas Likadak, why does it say three times? Achas Likadak, one is to teach you that, Rashi explains which the three times are, says Adibis, and Rashi goes to all the three times. So Bekitza, so one is to teach you Achas Likadaka, that you do Avedes Zar the way it's supposed to do it. This Avodah Zarah, you hug, so you hugged it. This Avodah, you kiss it. That's Kedaka. Acha Shalai Kedaka. One is Shalai Kedaka. You do something to the Avodah Zarah, which was not the normal. Acha is Lechalik. And one is to be Mechalik, which means Lechalik to tell you that any act of Avodah Zarah, which you do, you chayev on. That means if you do Zibeach, Vekita, Venisich, you be chayev three. So here you see, Abaye just told you that you chayev. L'chalik always means that Yichayev on each one, and you just told me Abaye said the reason of Rabami was Loisa of them and Yoni Chayev one for all three. So we have a steer. And for the Gemara, L'dvar of the Rabami Ka'ama. Abaye was coming to explain Rabami, and Rabami said Yoni Chayev once. He told him, you know what, I have a pasuk for you. But V'lei L'Sfir L'hi himself doesn't hold of that, and he holds the Yichayev on each one. Okay, so Abaye was a good person. He helped out someone else, but he didn't even hold like that.
What's your Rami going to do with...
What?
What's your Rami going to do with the last Ishtachavoy?
What's who?
What's your Rami going to do with Rami?
Okay, so we'll see. So one second. So you see, it's an interesting thing. Like, he's going and sticking... he really didn't hold of this list of them, but still, you see this many times in Shas, that he's helping the other one out. Okay? So the Magufa.
A lot of times.
What?
A lot of times it's a question. A lot of times it's not just
after the question.
I'm only saying it in
three years.
I don't.
Yeah. Gufa. Omer Abaye, Shalosh what we just said. The three times. Lama achas kedaka, achas lekedaka, achas lechalik. That's what we just said. In fact, Gemara lekedaka, you don't need a shtachavoy to teach you that kedaka yechayev. Me'echa yavoidu agoyim ha'ele nafke. You learn it out of from this pasuk, extra words, Eicha Ya'avdu Hagayim. So, to teach you that any normal Avaida, Yichayev on Avaida Zah. It's like the Ma'ala, Achas Kedaka V'Shalai Kedaka.
This is the Makar of Avaida Zah in the Torah?
One of them, yeah. Shamal Chapit
Nagazim. Now, it can't be one of them, because if you have another one, then you don't need to invite you don't need the pasuk.
This is to teach you how to do it.
Once you know you can't be able to visit another, now there's
dinam
of
exact. Watch, right. So, Zakhtimar, so if so, why do you need kedaka? Zakhtimar, you're right, you don't need kedaka. What do I need it for? I need it, achas kedaka v'shalai kedaka. What does that mean? That means, let's say, megafet. Let's say the normal way to do the avodah zarah is by hugging it. So that's a derech kavod. That's a nice thing to do. And you went ahead and you mishtachav it. You bow down to it. It's also a derech kavod. It's not the normal way to do it to this Avodah Zarah. This Avodah Zarah was to hug it, and this time you bow down to it. But that's enough. That's a kedaka shalai kedaka. That means it's not the normal way, but it's the normal way. It's the normal way of kavod. That's the first one. Va'acha shalai kedaka, something which is totally shalai kedaka, which means it's like a baal pa'ar. It's normal to do something which is a bezayin. And you went ahead and did something which is b'derech kavod. So it's not even the same categories. The first one was, it's the same category, it's not the same thing. Over here you hug it, now you bow down to it, but it's bedarach kavod. Here, the second case is that it's not normal at all, totally out of whack. And v'achas l'chalek, and the third one is l'chalek.
Where does it say
that
it's
bedarach
kavod? It just says
similar types of things. So that's you can say however the differentiation you want.
I mean, not necessarily even in. The Gemara's teretz of saying kedarka b'shloiket, does that necessarily mean if it's a bekavod
degoyim? No, let's say it's a baal pa'ar, another similar category of bezayin.
Right,
something which is similar but not the same. Similar in the bezayin or in the kavod type, but not exact same. Rashi uses the word kavod. If you have a different similarity, you can use it for that. Okay, zok Gemara v'ayte. The Mishnah said. If you're someone who's mekabel avedazar, someone who said he's mekabel that this should be my God, yichayv. Zok the Gemara, Amrav Nachman, Amrav Baravua, Amrav. Kivan she'amaloi, elai ato chayv. So basically, he repeated the Mishnah. If you say that this is my God, then you chay. Zok Gemara lemay. Iliktala. If it's coming to tell you that you get killed, masnisim. That's the mission. You don't need the amayir to say over the mission. Ela lekarbon. To teach you that if you did a b'shay gig, you bring your carbon. Zok Gemara b'afil le'rabbanon. Does Rav say this? Then even like the rabbanon, v'atanya l'itne b'raisa einay chayv ela al davar sheyesh by ma'isa. You only chayv on something which is a ma'isa. Kigayim zibuach. The kito, the nisach, the shtachava, these all you're doing an act. V'amir shlakish, man tana shtachava. Here we added also shtachava. Rebbe Akiva, damalei bin a maisa. Shtachava, bending down is not a maisa. The same way talking is not a maisa, you're moving your lips. Why isn't it a maisa? It's a maisa kaldahu. So going like this is also not considered a maisa. Which Akim is Vasav?
No, but a shtachava is a.
You would hear shtachava more than just moving your lips?
Flatten yourself out.
Same thing. So moving lips also body parts. We don't consider that a maisa.
Okay, so where do you draw the line? So what is the thing to be mechalak when you when?
You know you're supposed to kill yourself for shtachava.
No, I understand, but that's not a real act.
So if
not
somebody
have
to kill themselves.
Who says the Ivan? No, I understand. So we have Megadah, of course you have to. It doesn't mean that it's a Maisa. Because you have to kill yourself, it doesn't mean it's a Maisa. So it's Avay Dazar, it's not a Maisa. You don't like that?
Not really.
Why?
I like it if there's a gather. What's the gather?
So
why, yeah, why not?
There is some things called Maisa Gama, and some things called Maisa Kaldu. Would you be
picking up a bag if it's a derech to be over there by picking up a bag in front of it and you, anything you pick it up, is that a maizah?
Yeah.
Why is it more maizah than shtachavah?
Because that I did an act of something that can't do an act. Because I picked up a bag that can't be done. Shtachavah is all acts in the body itself. Who says not? What? You don't like that? Who says not?
Who says it's a physical thing?
Yeah, we're going now. The other things are zivuach, kitu, and nisach. Those are things that you're doing in something else. So that's an act, because that's something that doesn't happen by itself. Yishtachava, avada, you know what I mean? Anytime you move your pinky, there's a malach. It's a movement. And we don't consider that a ma'isa. We don't consider that a ma'isa.
It's just a stretch to compare it to that. For some reason.
Yeah, you heard that. So how much would you be mechalik? Would you be mechalik this is a ma'isa? No, right? Yeah. Why moving lips?
I don't know. For some reason, because we take it for granted. A dibur is a
nothing physical. You look at the words, it's nothing. That's
what it's really not true.
When you do this, nothing's happening in the outside of your body.
The deeper itself is the words are not whatever's entering you here is not
right. Let's say words. If you say words, but what happens? The
if you all move your lips, you just talk without moving lips. Nothing will come out. Right?
The ventricle closed. I can do it without moving lips.
Is it thought process? Is that
Let's say the avoid in front of avoid just to say words. So you move your lips, and let's say you do without sound. So nothing came out. Are you over?
I mean, that's what I'm asking.
Right, there's nothing there for whatever reason, right? You don't. Deeper, we understand there's a little bit less of a.
Right. A guy that can't speak. Just can't speak. Is that a mice? And he wants to say something. Is that a mice?
The Bryce causes that of all mice.
Is that a mice?
I know, but we're trying to explain. We're going to get to it. We're in the middle of the fruit. We're going to get to it. One second. We're still
in the middle. Rabbi himself says that he's a miser.
So let's see the Gemara.
He says that Kim's fossil was a miser.
Again, let's see the Gemara. No, but one second. Let's see the Gemara. The Gemara said like this. Again, the Gemara said that, are you going to tell me a chayiv for this, even like the Rabbanan? The Bryce said, the only chayiv and davar shein yesh b'maisa. And the Shlokas said, man tana ishtachava. Who says that ishtachava is yesh b'maisa? Mekivi, I mean, the chayiv on. Mekivi dama lay b'ina maisa. Mechlal the Rabbanan tzavi. B'ina maisa. The Rabbanan hold that you need a maisa. Right? So if so...
Yeah.
So if so...
Eliyahu. They're saying Eliyahu is not going to be.
Yeah, it comes out that it's not going to be like the Rabbanon.
That means,
that means we came and said that Rav said Allah that you bring a chatas. You bring a kav, b'shaki. So we said, are you going even like the Rabbanon? It can't be. Because we had a brice over there that says, and the Shlokas said, it's not like a bekiva. It says you don't need a maisa. Well, like the Rabbanon, you need a maisa. That's not going like a Rabbanon. Yeah.
So just like you say, Ishtachava is not chayiv.
Kolshken, you're not chayiv on just saying the words, Eliyata. Okay? That works with everyone.
The only place that they chayiv, people did Ishtachava, they were chayiv? I don't know.
Sure we do.
From the Gemara, you see a machlokes.
The Mishnah said, that's talking about when you do the mezid yizicha chayiv. By carbon, you need a maisa. So we're telling you, amazing to chayiv you without a maisa, even by talking. But here we're talking about carbon.
So the Gemara asked the Gemara is talking about a carbon now.
Yeah.
You're talking about carbon b'shogeg.
Right. So the Gemara is saying, are you saying the din of carbon even like the Rabbanan?
The carbon b'shogeg, you don't need a maisa. You don't need a maisa. You need a maisa. So too. Maisa
enough to be
chayiv
and
misa
b'maisa. How can it be that you have chayiv and carbon b'shogeg?
That's a very good question. He's asking that l'chayiv.
What's an afkamino?
How can it be maisa? Yeah, and chatas not. I don't know if that's such a question. Because mezid, whatever you're doing, if you're trying to din avodah zarah, we get you. Shogeg, you're not really trying to din avodah zarah.
If that's the case, then it's in no mice at all. Even because I'm keeping that kind of problem.
We keep all the jabs.
No,
No, one second. If you did a mice, I'm going to hold you also, Mokhayyub.
Even if
it wasn't Makabo? Shaykh. Chattas.
He explains over here that a mice is considered when you're doing something to something else.
That's like the rest of a bag. You're picking up something that can't move.
It's affecting something else.
You went and did something. So.
The Gemara said by yesterday's Amud that if Libo Moshe Mayim, he's not
Chayiv. I know, but that was only Shaggy B'lem Mischavan. Here it's the Shaggy by itself. Okay, Zakh the Gemara. Kikam Rav Namli Rebbe Kiva Kam. You're right, Rav is only saying that Rebbe Kiva led Rabbani, you're not Chayiv by a Shaggy of Davashay Memais. So the Gemara, Rebbe Kiva Pshita, Haina Megadev, Leit Rebbe Kiva Pasha, that's Megadev. Megadev, you're not doing a Maisa, you're cursing a Kaddish Baruch Hu B'Shag. And over there we know you bring your Kav Mechatas, that's Pasha,
so
the Gemara. So what was Rav coming to teach you? Let Rebbe Kiva Yichayev, it's Pasha, Rebbe Kiva says Megadev Yichayev, B'Shagig.
Not Pasha, because you see the Rabban Mechalik on it.
I know, but in the Bekiva. If you tell me the Rabbanans, then you're Mechalik to me a new din in the Rabban.
Right.
And in Bekiva, you're not Mechalik to me a new din. So the Mamad would tell me, I'd call like a Mechayev, like Mechayev, Bekiva, Karben, Ella, be Megadev. The Chsiv Bey Karis. And Megadev, it says Karis.
When it's a derisive.
Right.
When it's amazing.
Right. So therefore, if it's Rabban, if it's Shaggy Chayev Chatz, Avalach would like to be Karis, Emalai. Over here, where it doesn't say Karis, maybe you wouldn't be Chayev Chatz. The Shaggy Kamas Valon, the Skusha Iskish, the Chsiv Yishtach Valoi, the Yizbuch Valoi, the Yaymu. So there's a heckish to one to another over there. So therefore, you were thinking not chayiv, kamash malon, that you chayiv even on by this case where there's no ma'aser, kiva says you chayiv a kav and chatas. Zok to ma'avait, I'm Rabbi Yechina. Ela malay vav shebaluch, we're talking about klal yisrael bechata egel. Without the extra vav. That's a lashon rabbim. This chayvu rishayim shayisrael kliyah. The klal yisrael. That's a lashon tzaginah rishayim shayisrael. Klal yisrael would get destroyed. Why? Because if they didn't have a desire and if they didn't believe in Hakadosh Baruch Hu itself, kaifa be'ikah, then they would get destroyed. But over here, halucha means that they believe more than one God. They believed in Hashem, but they believed in a shituf. We call that. So since they believe in something else, so they don't have to get destroyed. If other Tavei, now they believe in two, but they believed in a second Kayach also. So
that's not Chayiv Misa?
That's Chayiv Misa, but not Chayiv to get destroyed. We don't have to destroy the whole Klai over there.
He believes that the sun has a godly power to warm him, but he still believes that Hashem created the sun. So
that's enough. It's like the Gemara, no,
that's not what it means over here. It means that you're sharing in two gods. No, it means
sharing
that
in two gods.
That doesn't mean like
that's how the God used to do sharing.
Right, but that's not what we're saying. You're saying that you believe in the sun and Hashem created the sun.
Yeah, that's called.
That's not called sharing in two gods.
No.
We'll see, Rabbi Mazda. The Vala, Mashi's right. Shituf means that there's two gods.
You think
gods.
There's two factors, two things.
Two gods. You believe in Hashem, but you believe in someone else. Now, that's the steer to Amun. I mean, that's the steer to Yichud Hashem. But obviously, that's what Shituf is. So Shituf is that you're believing in two. Now, we're going to get to the Gemara in a minute.
What says like me, by the way.
Yeah, we'll get to it. It's going to be Gemara like you. So the Gemara, Ketanoi. It's a Machlekes Tanoim, Achei Wat. Achei Moimim, Elamali Vav Shabaluchan Ischai Vashem, so you saw it clear. But at the Vav and Alucha, they would have gotten killed. Because they believe in only, not in Hashem. Only Hashem may chayv, but they call him Mashat Hashem Shemayim V'dover Hacha. Nekim and Oilem, like Rabbi Mazel say. Hashem may chayv argues, he says, if you believe in two, you're Nekim and Oilem. Shneim ha-bilti la-Hashem la-Vadi, B'nai Hashem Zoni himself. Elamata Mashalem la-Shalucha, she'ivu le-Kus ha-Abba. Like Rabbi Mazel saying, Hashem gave the Kayach now the son, or Hashem gave the Kayach now to a Rebbe, or any Mekubal, some Narishkeit, do you believe that he has Kayach? Nothing, the Baruch Hashem has all the power still. No such thing that something else has the power. Yeah, this is Machlekes, that's what Mazda and Rabbi, this is it.
So, if you hear
the Machlekes? Machlekes says, is there two? One Manama says, if there's two, Klai Yisrael is not chayav and clear. The other one says, no, two, you're chayav and clear. When you're not chayav and clear is when you believe that all the power came from Hashem.
And it's distributed to somebody else.
It was distributed to other power. Right.
So if you go to the basic forest and you spiral to the Rebbe.
Why blame the Rebbe? You spiral to Rashiva, yeah?
So that's Shituf.
Shituf, you mean this type of Shituf?
What is
Shituf?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
But
it doesn't mean mispal. No, mispal to the Rebbe. You believe
why
in Hashem.
What if to put it that way? We can put it. You're diving for the tzaddik to daven for on your behalf.
Right.
Well, why do we have to do it that
to
way?
The Rebbe, to whoever you want, to the litvisher, whoever you want. You're not davening for. That's the machlekes. That's the mishabru. We spoke about it once.
It's about malachim by shlichus.
It's about for you.
By shlichus, you say malachim. So
that's some safe. Yeah. No, he says Ashalucha means.
What does it mean?
Means that
they still said that
Hashem gave the eagle the kayach, but it's all Hashem. It originates from Hashem. Not the more about it. It's a big sign. It's a big sign in Christianity.
No, what, that's what, about they bow down to the saint, the idol of the saint. So for them, so it's a shiloh if you're allowed to use such a church later on, converted to a shul because it was a base of
idols. Right. The shiloh is if they're doing shittuf or they're doing that it gave over.
The ego was mutter. I'm saying
it's chayv clear.
I'm saying if every individual is chayv misa,
yeah.
So then why is it not by default clear?
No, clear means destroying klai yisrael. There's not been any klai yisrael left.
But everybody was over the zera.
Not everyone's over the zera.
Meaning that would require people that weren't over to also be
everything. So the Mishnah said, "Avol amigafei v'amenashik v'amechabed v'amerabitz yoyve on." So what do you mean Yoivan Loisa? Avada, we said if it's Kedaka, Yoivan Skila. You regular Avada Zah. You told me that it was Shalai Kedaka. The normal way, the normal act of this Avada Zah is to kiss it, and you went and hugged it. So you only get a Loisa. So Zakhti Mark Yasser, Avdi Miyam Yabalazar, Al Kulam Laik, and all them, on all these Loisa says, and all these, in the Mishnah you get, Malkus. Chutzme, Anayda Bishmai, Vamakai Bishmai. The second part, the next part of the Mishnah was you make a Neda, with Hashem's name, and you make a Shvua. Then you don't get Malkus. Why don't you get Malkus? Because it's a lav shem emaisa. You're just talking words. It's a lav shem emaisa. These acts of megafif, menashik, v'chulu are all lav shem beklalus. Being like in lav shem beklalus, what's lav shem beklalus? Lav shem beklalus means it's one lav that has many halachas to it. Many limudim, many isurim to it.
Why is it relevant, Shem B'maisa?
No. We're saying the reason why Noyde B'shmei V'mekai B'shmei, obviously, because you hold that, even though it's a regular lav, so you have a new type of het of lav Shem B'maisa. So we're telling you, so here we have a new type of het of lav Shem B'klos. And it shouldn't be chavis, lav Shem B'klos. You're right, it's not so relevant to each other. It's just...
Right. You're saying we see that we rely on a loophole.
On a loophole, right. The Tanya... You eat from a behema, it was shachet, but it didn't die yet. How do you have that?
Mufacheses. But I thought we held it strict as matter.
No.
By a yid. It's only rabban.
No. Minayin la'ichel min ha'behema, kodim shateitze nafsha. If you eat from a behema, it's still alive somewhat. Shuba leisa say, you get a leisa tamalem, leisechel adam. That's one. That's one thing you learn at this pasuk. Davar acha loyseichlu al adam, loyseichlu bas of a dying dam b'mizrak. This is by kachim. Don't eat the meat if the dam is still in its kli. Avdaisama, it's the same pasuk. Avdaisama inayin she mavin al aruge bezin. How do you know you don't do a suda savra? Suda savra should know from an oval. The first suda after he comes back from the kvura. People bring the suda. The oval can't have the suda. People bring.
We had this already.
Yeah. So how do you know Aruge Bezin doesn't get it? Talmud Leima. Let's say Chaladam, the same pasuk. We keep him in Einless and Hedrin. Shahagos and Nefesh and Taim and Klum, Kalei Sayai.
How do you
so
see that from the Seychelles and Chaladam?
What?
That you don't have a suda sabra by Aruge Bezin?
Yeah, so.
Well, because Stam, Bezin killed him, it's Stam.
But where's the pasuk talking? What's the pasuk?
We're from all three of them at the same time.
Yeah.
Because which one are you going to be mounting? That's right.
How do you know someone so that Bezin shouldn't eat the day they kill someone? Come leseichel al adam. You know another limit that you do leseichel al adam?
Don't eat
for shachas. Yeah, don't eat for shachas. What?
Who's
awesome? Let's get breakfast before. How do you know there's a Zohar ben Sarah Maya? Minayin? Tamal am leseichel adam. Vam abavim b'chi, v'item abavim b'kana, kulam. On all these things, ain't like you don't get Malkus. You should have a lav shav klalus. Because it's a lav with many klalus to it, with many klalim. So therefore, so why am a gafef, menashek, and all these, you're getting Malkus? Zakta Gemara. Okay. It's Azar. It's not
the Irish. We're talking about we're talking about now.
I saw it.
No, it's just another thing you learn from the pasuk.
Sagt mir mal, okay, also haben wir mal gesagt, cool an eine like. On all these you don't get Marcus. Chutz min anayde bishmai.
No, he's right. What does that mean? Al-Kulam ain't a loika. So why is it relevant to Ben Sari Amir? Al-Kulam, how is that relevant to Ben Sari Amir?
No. No. Yeah, we're just bringing a raya from there. The Lav Shabbat Klaus, you don't get Malkus.
Right, but the
we're just saying that you see that you learn out a lot of things. It's mainly, even when it's Einish, you don't get Malkus.
No, but when Al-Kulam ain't a loika. No. Al-Kulam ain't a loika from the Havala Lav Shabbat Klaus. What's Al-Kulam? Al-Kulam ain't a loika from the Havala Lav Shabbat Klaus.
No, the things that you should
get Malkus.
Those that apply, they should get Malkus. Zakti Ma'al, Ki Yasir Rabban, Amr Abalaza, Al-Kulam ain't a loika. You're right. In our Mishnah, Megafif, Menashek, and all those, you take a donkey, Malkus. Why? Because it's a Lav Shabbat Klaus. Chutz Menah Neidah B'Shmai, but Mekai B'Shmai, which is not Lav Shabbat Klaus. So Gemara says it the other way. Mishnah Hanach D'Loi Laki. Why don't you get Malkus on Megafif, Menashek, V'Chulu, have a Lav Shabbat Klaus? Hani Nami Lav Shabbat Meisim, and these also Lav Shabbat Meisim, Megafif, I'm sorry, Neidah B'Shmai, Mekai B'Shmai, Lav Shabbat Meisim. Gemara, who do Kav Yudha? It's going to give Yudha, I'm a Lav Shabbat Meisim, like in Allah. Tanya, we learned this in Marcus Lysasir, men had bike it. Ba, kas, alitin, asayach, alaysasay. Loi, mashay, laikin, ala. When we ever have a say after alaysasay, like Vesha Vesakzela, you don't get Malkus for stealing. The Rabbi Yudev, Yaakov, and Malayman, Hashem, is it? Tanya, reason, Elam, Shem, Nav, Alav, Shem, Maisa, Vachalav, Shem, Maisa, ain't laikin, ala. Bechlal, the Rabbi Yudev, Sava, laikin, ala. Here, Rabbi Yudev holds that, laikin, ala, Alav, Shem, Maisa. Therefore, when he said that, the only time in the Mishnah you don't get Malkus, only Nishba, and Neid L'Kayim, Mishmoy, that's because it doesn't hold the Lav Shem.
Why do you get a Tapas?